Because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
But then, Judge, what about the argument that someone who may be infected and I know it, asymptomatic, they don't have a right to infect someone else if they refuse to wear a mask. Someone walking down the street doesn't have a right to infect me or you because they refuse to, let's say, wear a mask.
There's no authority for the states or the federal government to quarantine people who are healthy or who are asymptomatic. Of course no one has the right to infect us. But if anybody is that concerned about infection, that someone walking down the street confronting them might infect them, then they should get off the street. The government can't take away liberty without due process, and it can't punish people who have violated what is merely a gubernatorial whim and not a law enacted by a legislature. Because if the government can get away with this, if the government, which enjoys using this kind of power, decides not to return it when the pandemic is gone, what do we do then?
Wow, he's right. Napolitano has some moments where he's actually right. The last few years have been a little weird with Napolitano, but Judge Napolitano, but wow. You know, it's true, though. We didn't get anything back, did we? They abused this so severely, and we haven't gotten anything back, and now we're on a new normal, and yeah. Your elected officials are all in favor of this, and the mask wearing continues, the control continues, businesses are getting meaner about wearing the mask, the looks from people, the social condemning, the shaming, the businesses that are shaming, it's really amazing to watch.
All based on fiction.
All based on fiction. It's a cold. It's a cold virus. Yeah, yeah. Now it's become a virtue signal versus you're one of those people that care about liberty more than life. yeah. No, I just care about being played is what I care about, and the fact that we're being completely played is pretty amazing to watch. People, it's pretty amazing. No one's really questioning it. This was very interesting. This was Del Bigtree. He had a kid on stage, and I saw a lot of kids that were masked. I went camping over the weekend, and I saw a lot of kids that were masked. Their parents were masked, and they were sitting outside in their little family group of in their campground, and the kids were masked all day long, and the adults were masked all day long. And the carbon dioxide levels, the health problems, okay, this is by OSHA. If you're between 250 and 350 ppm, this means 250 to 350 means about normal. 350 to 1,000, the typical level found in an occupied space with good air exchange, so you could go up to 1,000, not a problem. But 1,000 to 2,000 ppm, carbon dioxide level, associated with complaints of drowsiness and poor air. If you go 2 to 5,000, that level is associated with headaches and sleepiness and poor concentration and increased heart rate and slight nausea. All the signs of COVID, by the way. 5,000, that indicates that the unusual air conditioning, air conditions where high levels of other gases could be present. We're talking 5,000, you're at toxicity. You're at oxygen deprivation. So he puts a mask on this kid. Just keep in mind, 250 is normal. 5,000 is where you're into toxicity and oxygen deprivation. And they say this is not acceptable for a workplace exposure. This is on a kid. Here you go.
Do not hit 5,000. All right, here we go. Right now we're at 848. So I'm going to go ahead and just insert this right like as he did.
In the mask
right
of this kid.
And try and keep it. That feels pretty tight right
okay.
there, right?
Within a few seconds, okay, so can, it's at 851.
You know,
keeps going
Let's
up.
See what happens.
Keeps going up.
Okay.
And up.
All right, so we're at 1,367. We've already just passed two. So now we're in the place where he can be having headaches. He can be, oh, we're at 3,786. Look at this. We've just passed 5,000. Now we're in the toxic
5,500.
Like now we can be doing 7,000. Inside this mask, the CO2,
8,500
8, parts per million.
8,500.
And now this thing's gone off the Richter scale, folks.
Now it won't even register.
how high the CO2 levels are.
And he wasn't even wearing it for 30 seconds. He wasn't even wearing the mask, this kid, for 30 seconds. And it went up to the point where it would not register after it hit 8,500. Over 5,000, OSHA says, this is dangerous in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to stick masks on their kids.
Do you know on,
and
board,
on, themselves, yeah.
on board a U.S. Navy submarine, the corpsman that's on board, if that happens and the CO2 level starts rising too much, he can tell the captain that the ship has to surface to ventilate the air in the ship. So if a corpsman, not even an officer, an enlisted man, has the authority to order the captain to surface the ship based on that same thing.
It's amazing. And people are walking around. People were hiking at a national monument that I drove through. People were hiking with a mask on in the open air outside where you couldn't get an infection if you tried. So a friend of mine messaged me, a relative of hers, a very good source, a relative of hers wound up with pneumonia at the hospital. And the nurse said, when the doctor left, you've been wearing your mask too much. This is what caused this. You caused your own bout of pneumonia. And you know what? I think this is happening more and more. I think people are not realizing this. I think they're walking away thinking, oh, I'm saving somebody else from COVID. It took, you know, and I'm getting COVID. No, you're causing illness. It's that toxic. And in the heat and in the sunshine of summer, this is when virus is not rampant. And they are wearing these masks that are so detrimental to their health. And they're making their kids wear them. I honestly don't know what to say to somebody this idiotic. And somebody got mad at me over the weekend. Don't say they're idiotic. You'll lose credibility. That's mean.
Yeah.
You know what? It might be mean, but it's true.
It's meaner and to kill your kids.
It is meaner. It is child abuse if you're doing this to your kids, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there. I think that CO2 thing you just played is baloney.
Okay. Well, I guess.
And I'll tell you why. No, I'm going to tell you why.
Sure.
Because the way these cheapo masks work, when you exhale, I'll bet you dollars to dimes that they stuck that probe just in the side of that mask out of the way of the kid's airway.
Well,
and so when he breathes out, you get all the CO2 that he's exhaling. And when he breathes in, the suction, as you have probably known yourself, sucks that mask right up against your lips, and the fresh air comes in through a fairly small area equal to the opening in your mouth. And there is just no way that a cloth mask placed over the face in that manner will hold sufficient CO2 to cause a disproportionate buildup of that gas in your lungs. So what I'm saying is that where the probe is located and how the child breathes and how the mask acts lets it read only CO2 that's being exhaled, and it isn't refreshed by the air that's drawn in. Now, I have some experience with masks and oxygen and so forth, and I kind of know what I'm talking about. And I think it would be interesting if you could find someone to try that again.
Sure.
And put that probe where the air flows in both directions.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You bet I will.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. In fact, I had something up that talked about the different masks and the danger to all the different types of masks, too.
And there are different types.
There are a lot of different types.
But here's the thing. 5,000 parts per million is not a ton of CO2.
Yeah.
You know, to get to that point doesn't, you don't have to put your head in a paper bag, you know.
Oh, you guys, and they think they're saving the world. They think they're saving humanity from a cold virus symptoms. There's not much to say. There's not much to say. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, before COVID-19, there were studies, I think it's multiple studies, that for surgeons, the unhealthy nature of wearing masks for surgeons, based on what you just reported, the CO2 levels and so forth. This is not a new finding.
Right.
And it's not even COVID. It preceded COVID. We knew this. It would be worth finding those studies and citing them specifically.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hello. Yeah, my name's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead. You're live. Go right ahead.
Yeah. What a cruelty thing for children to have to wear a mask. I'm totally opposed to that.
Yep.
I mean, these people that are forcing that onto their children, it is totally cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no valid reason. The politicians do not have any valid reason that we should have masks.
Yep.
I know. It's idiocy.
And the politicians have no business in our health either. So thank you. Really appreciate the call.
Apparently that caller thinks that saving one life isn't...
Well, according to the liberal, you save one life.
Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't matter what you do to everybody else. So there's always that. I appreciate the calls. And yeah, I have a big, big problem with people walking around sanctimonious thinking they're saving they're saving the world. And that also you have to save the world, too. Because when the cases were redefined and they redefined what COVID means, a test positive, the nation wasn't really informed on that, were they? So you can have any one of the two symptoms. And the problem is when you have any one of the two symptoms of COVID without even a test now, they chalk it up as a test positive if you've been in an area where COVID has been. Which is pretty much every area in America has declared an area where COVID has been. So without telling the American people they redefined it, is it any wonder that the cases have gone up? So when they say cases infected, it doesn't mean infected. It just means that you're a carrier of a virus, a coronavirus. So it's really sad. The misinformation out there is really sad, too. And I do think the masks are causing a big problem and will continue to cause a problem. Doctors do not wear masks as often and as much as people are wearing them right now. Doctors do not wear masks as much as the people are, and they're around sickness all the time, except in places in the hospital where they say they're dealing with COVID now. Now they're wearing them all the time. But it's really pathetic how much they've gotten our populace to buy into the fact that you must wear it even in your car alone, hiking, out in the outdoors, out in the outside, in the fresh air where air is passing by. Continuously, they think they're going to walk by you and get you ill. It's amazing what people can be that duped into thinking. It's a problem. So many thinking errors. I don't know what to say.
I just did a really brief search and mm-hmm. found a very scientific article mm-hmm. done in 2008
mm-hmm.
based on surgeons wearing masks during surgery.
Mm.
And there is a significant increase in CO2 levels.
Yeah. Well, they've already said that. Now, this guy's debating whether the levels went that high, I guess, and why. Where is the thing sticking at, you know, to capture that CO2? We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again.
Charlie Daniels.
We're damn sure you were working real proud and we're talking real loud again.
Charlie Daniels passed away. He wrote a lot of songs, or had a lot of songs performed about America, mm-hmm. and that's just a sampling of one of them. But anyway, I just, yeah, he passed away. The Devil Went Down to Georgia, you know, the Charlie Daniels band. So, oh boy, sad. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Make sure you're ordering up and have some in your reserve, because fruits and vegetables, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with shortages and things like that. Right now, there's been an aluminum can shortage. There's actually less and less aluminum can pop being distributed, and also aluminum cans in general. There's some things that are harder to get a hold of than others right now. Still can't buy yeast for baking. I mean, there's just some really weird shortages right now. It'll be interesting to see what happens this fall. I hope you're all ready for that and gearing towards that, and getting ready for this fall and you know, what happens in that way. It's going to be, I don't know. I just hope you guys are kind of thinking ahead. Oh, by the way, make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, and you can get 30% off and free shipping. That is a supplement you're going to need to take, want to take. And, I don't know of a better supplement. That's the one. So they pack everything into it you could ever imagine. Vitamins and minerals and everything else for your health to even stabilize your blood sugar. This is the one to get. So it's a clean product. What's on your mind, Uncle Milty?
You know, I'm
the mask wearing.
I'm just
insanity.
So tired of all of it. I really am.
I know. I never thought we'd be doing this in the summer this summer.
I mean, I have no immune system, mm-hmm. and I have yet to wear a mask. Yeah. And I go to church, and mm-hmm. I go to the store, and yeah. I go anywhere
too,
I want to go.
Woman.
I know that I've sat next to someone who supposedly was tested positive and mm-hmm. got sick, and yet here I am.
With a weakened immune system and all.
Yeah, as
You'd
about as weak
it.
Of an immune system as you can have.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
If someone orders you to harm yourself, mm-hmm. that is an illegal order.
Yeah.
If someone orders you to harm someone else, mm-hmm. that is an illegal order.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you for that.
Raising
yes.
your CO2
I
is
know.
Harmful to your immune system, and then it can kill you.
Yep. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. In fact, to the first caller who was pointing out, you know, that video wasn't correct and where it put the probe, right, for mm-hmm. the results of CO2. The amount of CO2, though, is going to be dangerous. You should never be walking around in a mask. This is why so many warnings from the American Medical Association, all these associations that I don't even think have the real... I mean, honestly, they don't have the authority to even exist. But these organizations, honestly, are telling you, do not wear a mask if you're healthy. Do not wear a mask. And the whole bizarre notion of, but I don't know if I am, so I'm just taking the extra step, making sure I don't pass something along. A very liberal person I know put up a meme, and it said, I'm doing this out of kindness, and I'm doing this out of humility, and I'm wearing a mask out of respect. Never was it anything about transmission. And I thought, we are definitely into the virtue signaling stage now. There's no doubt about it now, because they're not even mentioning transmission anymore. Hi, caller, because it's not effective against any transmission of anything. It's just a virtue signal. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. You're live.
Yes, Kate.
Hi.
I'm calling from Texas again.
Hi.
I have a comment.
Sure.
When you're in medical school, the body, you learn right away that the body eliminates waste through four systems in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And one is the skin, one's the intestine, one's the kidneys, and one is the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So the body has an automatic pilot system. When you suppress one, you throw extra strain on the other elimination system.
Right.
So by increasing the CO2, you could be potentially creating some kidney damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not, it's just not good to be wearing these all day, every day.
Yeah. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, go ahead. The kidneys what?
The kidneys and the intestines have to carry off that waste.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
It has to get out. And so I use the example of a car. There's not a car that you can see that would run well if you ran the exhaust back into the engine and tried to run it on the exhaust.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you
and
for that.
And that's what you're trying to do here.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's why people used to put dual exhaust on their cars. because when they put catalytic converters in, it put pressure on the engine and the exhaust couldn't get out as well. And so it damaged the engine. So it's just a comparison to show you that, that the human's a combustible engine too.
Thank you.
But I'm in total agreement with you. So.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Thanks.
You know, this is a real interesting point. Mm-hmm. Have you ever known anybody that had panic attacks?
Oh, yeah.
So when you have a panic attack, you start to breathe very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that fast breathing causes your body to lose too much carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. What's the cure for that? It's called hyperventilating. What's the cure for hyperventilating? You breathe into a paper bag so that you breathe in more CO2 to bring that level back up in your system. You could put a mask on, too.
That's so true.
I mean, it might not be as effective as a paper bag, but you can, by doing any kind of blocking of your inhaling and exhaling, you're going to change the CO2 oxygen levels.
Right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, there's a lot of negative points to wearing masks, and I just want to kind of have people realize where we are with the mask right now is the second battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
The first battlefield was the fact that the masks don't work to stop the spread of a virus, at least not homemade masks and surgical masks, because of the size of the airborne pathogen, right? So that was the first battlefield. Where we are now, talking about oxygen and CO2 and all that, this is the second battlefield. We shouldn't even left the first battlefield. We shouldn't be forced to wear masks. And your caller talked about the detoxification pathway of respiration, which is very, very important, because that's just, it's not about oxygen. It's not about CO2. It's so much about being able to breathe out toxins. If you weren't born with a mask, it's not natural. And there was actually an article from 2004 from the National Library of Medicine or whatever, PubMed. You can look it up. It talks about end-stage renal patients, you know, hemodialysis and kidney issues and all that, where it's N95 masks, for instance, are extremely detrimental to their to their outlook. So yeah, I mean, it creates such a problem for the body, and a strong, healthy person may not realize that because, but there's a reason why they say 2-year-olds or people with certain respiratory issues can't wear them, because it's bad for you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. It's interesting how quickly, if you think about it, we're in the summer when virus is not rampant at all, okay? This is the exact time that you should just be out and about and getting that vitamin D and so forth. And it's kind of amazing how quickly it turned into a virtue signal. Mm-hmm. And it was one group against another group. You liberty people that are putting liberty above my life, and they're sitting there wearing a mask thinking they're saving humanity. Shh, it's a cold virus. You know what I mean? It's amazing how quickly that developed. Whatever battlefield that's on, that's amazing to me. It's the same people against the very same people that are for climate change, and then they call the other people the climate deniers, right? We all want the world to end. We don't care about the climate. We don't care about life. We don't care about anything. Yet the people on this side are so gullible that they'll believe all this other stuff without a shred of common sense. Yet we're the ones that want to doom society?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It makes you feel stupid, doesn't it?
Yeah. What I find funny, too, is we're not allowed to call this idiotic. Because in people's minds, that's just mean. Don't do that. Yeah. That's mean.
Hurts their feelings.
Do you know what's mean? Is the way people are acting with this and not even questioning it all and condemning those that aren't doing what they think that you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's mean. So to me, I'm always shocked at the, that's not nice. I'm thinking, what in the world? When are we going to finally call this stuff out? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have an interesting thing to add.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing that is also not available right now, and that's peanut butter with honey.
Hmm.
I mean, no kinds of peanut butter, and it's not been around for, I don't know, over
peanut butter
a month,
with honey.
That's what my brother likes, and it's just I haven't found it.
Interesting.
It's gone.
Yeah. There's some products that are kind of, in fact, thank you for that. In fact, when I was learning about the aluminum can thing, the shortage is there. And with pop and so forth, it was kind of interesting that rice is getting a little harder to get a hold of too. There's things like this that are kind of, could be coming our way. The things that come from China, the supply chains. You know, though, I had kind of an interesting thought that what if, you know, what's the best way to restore Americans just producing our own stuff without having to rely on China anymore? Because they would never do this voluntarily. The prices were too low and it was too easy to get. How could you transform a nation and develop once again its manufacturing and supply lines unless things were just basically cut off from getting?
Yeah.
Huh. You'd almost have to make it kind of an abrupt, you know, stopping, right, of all those things in order for us to have the motivation, should we say, to again make these things in our country again. Because when aspartame, see, one of the reasons for pop being on kind of a shortage right now is aspartame comes from China, so all your diet sodas and stuff, and then you've got aluminum cans on top of it. But if you were making those harmful substances like aspartame, yeah, would you want them to come from America or China? But isn't it kind of interesting to think about the fact that how else could you restore that if you didn't just have it be stopped? I mean, to have these shortages and people are wondering how they're going to get some of these products. Kind of interesting.
Wow.
I know. I have weird thoughts, but... I just wanted to share that with you. I'm so shocked, I think, at how quickly, we were doing this. And South Africans, the ones that are protesting for the COVID testing that Bill Gates is doing on them. Do you want to talk about slavery? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about people being forced to have these Bill Gates Foundation shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of this stuff that just doesn't get talked about mainstream at all. Defund the mainstream media, please.
Yeah. But there's really, what other way do they have to do it, Kate? I mean, if you have to do human trials, hey, we're going to put some poison in you. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen.
Let's just see.
You want to volunteer?
Yeah. So what do? The do-gooder missions that go down to South Africa and Africa, and they have all these developed shots, and they say, well, it's for your own good.
Mm-hmm.
It's for your own good. We're going to help society down there. Think about that. Things have been going on a long time down there with this kind of nonsense from Bill Gates and his foundations. Just think about that for a moment. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Have you ever spent the late afternoon watching the purple shadows deepen in the Arizona desert? Or seen a herd of elk plow their way through waist-deep snow on a cold Colorado dawn? Did you ever see the sun go down in Hawaii or see the stormy waves break over the rock-bound coast of Maine? Or have you ever seen an eagle fly up out of the mists of Alaska or a big October moon hanging full over the still Dakota Badlands? Have you ever tasted the gumbo in New Orleans, barbecue in Carolina, or the chicken wings in Buffalo? Have you ever had Brunswick stew in Macon or cornbread in Birmingham or brisket slow-cooked over hill country mesquite wood? Did you ever drink the water from a gurgling branch in Utah? Stand on the mountain above El Paso del Norte and see the lights twinkling clear over into Mexico? Did you ever jangle horses in the pre-dawn stillness of a perfect Texas day and watch their shod hooves kicking up sparks on the volcanic rock? Or tended a trot line on a foggy Carolina morning? Or heard the distant song of a lovesick whippoorwill in a pristine Tennessee lake night? Have you seen the faces on Mount Rushmore or stood at the Vietnam Monument? Have you ever crossed the mighty Mississippi or been to the daddy of them all in Cheyenne, Wyoming? Or seen the mighty Vols run out on the football field on a chilly autumn afternoon? Did you you ever see the Chicago skyline from Lakeshore Drive at night? Or the New England foliage in the fall? Or the summer beauty of the Shenandoah Valley? Or Indiana covered with new snow? Did you ever see a herd of wild horses running free across the empty spaces in Nevada? Or caught a walleye pike out of a cold Wisconsin stream? Or marveled at the tall ships docked in the harbor at Baltimore? Did you ever see the early morning dew sparkling on the bluegrass? Or the wind stir the wheat fields on a hot Kansas afternoon? Or driven the lonely stretches of old Route 66?
Charlie Daniels, My Beautiful America.
Have you ever heard the church bells peal their call to worship on an early Sunday in some small town in the deep south? Or pass through the red...
Isn't that beautiful? You know, it's amazing. And in not one of those visions did we see people wearing masks, thinking that they were saving humanity from a cold virus. Got a lot of work to do, my friends. We have a lot of work to do. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm so grateful to you for sharing the podcast of this live show, and you can do so at katedalyradio.com. You can also get the letters for COVID, the one that you can have signed by your doctor that Dr. Bitar wrote. You can actually download that and print it off and have that in your possession. We have a lot of work to do to restore this beautiful America of ours, and I'm not quite sure how we're going to do it. But I know we have the resiliency and the motivation to do it. So, and I'm grateful. President Trump's speech was amazing at Mount Rushmore, if you missed that. He really went into a lot of history with Thomas Jefferson and the battles and the things that were done, some of the miracles. So, you know, catch that speech. It was really, really good. And there's so much going on right now. It's almost amazing. California, they banned singing, although you can still go to a riot. It's tough, you guys. I posted an article on the Kate Daly Show page, and there was a Broadway star who was pretty young who they said died of COVID. And inside the article, because I looked for it, I'm like, okay, where's the real explanation? Because it wasn't from COVID. The real explanation was that he had a leg amputation and had other ailments, they said, going on. He suffered from multiple other ailments. Isn't it amazing that they would not expand on that, but wanted you to leave the article thinking, and his wife thinking, that it was all COVID? Lost another angel to COVID.
Yeah. How long was he in the hospital?
Yeah, a long time.
Like over three months.
3 months, yeah. Over 3 months, yeah. 95 days, mm-hmm. Yeah, with other ailments, yeah.
But it was the COVID.
Uh-huh.
Ate him right up.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Quickly.
Died, you know, another angel we lost to COVID. And I thought, oh, we're in so much trouble when they give a two-line sentence about all the other stuff he was going through. And basically the whole article was about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's like saying you died of the common cold when you have cancer.
Right.
Right. Okay. Just so we're all on the same page here. It's getting nauseating just listening to all of this. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to help this country. And when I was watching the fireworks and I was thinking about America this entire weekend, it just was so clear. I mean, we're in such a state of crazy that what are we going to do with each other? The citizenry is what I'm worried about. It used to be us versus the government. No. Us versus the overreaching government, I should say, because not all government's bad. But I noticed even on a city page, let me share this with you. On a city page, they were complaining that somebody had taken a backhoe and diverted a little bit of a river, and they had a little hole where you could swim in and a rope swing. And this is why I worry about my America, because all the citizenry underneath were posting comments about how we're going to punish these people for doing this. Who did this? They wanted more government to come in and do something about these people that created a water hole. How dare they, with a rope swing? What regulation did they break? What law did they break? How will they be punished? People were on this website making sure that everybody knew that more government had to be involved to stop this madness of people doing what they wanted to do and having some fun. It would not be permitted. And then you know what they do? They go outside and they look at their flag that was put out in front of their home, and they go, and I'm so grateful to be an American. You know what? You don't understand that flag, honey. You do not get that flag because you are clamoring for more government in your life. People do not understand this notion. They don't understand liberty and freedom.
I actually, when I listen to those people, I realize they're not clamoring for more government in their life. They're clamoring for more government in my life.
Well taken, my sir. Well taken. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Uncle Milton.
Hello.
Hi, Raul. How are you? Go right ahead.
Good. Hey, so what are we going to do? That keeps coming up all the time, right? Everybody asks the same question.
Yes.
What are we going to do? And what we need to do is we need to resist. We need to oppose. We need to say no. We need to say, I'm not wearing the mask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing this, you know, and you have to do it.
Right.
And we have to stand with our neighbors because it is the duty of free people to stand with our neighbors and defend our neighbors' rights.
Right.
And so, you know, with that said, and I talked about how people can become part of that network to defend their neighbors' rights, and hopefully we won't need to have somebody else defend ours, but if it comes to that, you know, we can call on and summon people around you by being on this platform, texting the word right to 80123.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it will summon people if your rights are being violated.
Right.
You know, you can call your area assistant and they can broadcast a message via text to all the people registered in that platform. And they will come to your aid. You know, many of them will. A couple of good stories of how this has already been working is Antifa was staved off in Lewiston, Idaho, because the message was broadcasted that Antifa was coming to destroy the town. And a lot of people showed up and put them at bay.
Right.
And they said, you better be on your best behavior because, you know, we can defend ourselves from you. And that happened just recently. And the other story is, I told this one before, but say it again, is this lady went to bear a child in a hospital in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The baby tested positive for COVID. The nurses came back and said the baby's going to be quarantined.
Right.
The lady said, no way, that's my baby. I want this baby here now. And they said, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
She called her area assistant in Washington. 200 people showed up at the hospital, created a ruckus. They gave the baby back to the lady. So,
nice. Yeah.
You know what? Ammon Bundy has been doing a lot of work with this in Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, Florida, Missouri, Utah. And, you know, maybe it'd be worth having him come to the show and talk a little bit about this.
You betcha.
Yeah.
You bet I will. Thank you for that. I really appreciate you.
Awesome.
And what's the text number again?
It's you text the word right.
Okay.
80123.
80123. The word right.
Yes. Yeah. And if you want more information, you can go to the website. There is a website. It's called peoplesrights.org.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Raul.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah,
thanks.
You bet.
See you later.
You betcha. Thank you. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Yeah, like we said before, in South Africa, by the way, 2,000 people, they were testing on 2,000 people this new COVID-19 vaccine. Can you imagine being one of those people?
No.
That's scary. You know, it takes years and years and years to even come up with a vaccine. Did you know they still don't have a SARS vaccine? I know. It's hard to believe.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Yes, it is. It is the same thing as COVID.
Oh, that's right.
I know. Shh, don't tell anybody. The PCR test, when it was positive in 2002, you had SARS. It's positive now, you have COVID. Shh, don't tell anybody. Yeah, that's how bad this is.
I've heard there's a lot of coronaviruses.
There are a lot of coronaviruses because PCR can only test for corona. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Good. How are you? Go right ahead. You got about a minute and a half.
Good, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
One of your callers a few minutes ago talked about being nice. You said, oh, you know, yes. That's not nice.
It's not nice, Kate.
people of faith need to understand that meek does not mean weak.
Yes.
That's right.
And far too many people misconstrue. And when you tell them, you know, I'm a believer in Jesus, and I can tell you for certain that he wasn't a skinny jean wearing Captain Crunch eating flat billed hat confused about his gender, weak little frightened guy mm-hmm. as is portrayed in many religious mm-hmm. paintings that yeah. show him. He was a man. And yeah. the other point is, we talk all the time about Second Amendment rights and calling for violence or calling for an uprisal is wrong. But at the same time, there's a point that you be nice until it's time to not be nice anymore.
Yes.
And, you know, if I'm in a hospital and they say, oh, your baby's COVID-19 positive, mm-hmm. I'm not going to call any representative. I'm going to say, you have about 3 seconds to hand the kid over.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to take matters into my own hands, and a number of you are going to need an intensive care unit before I get out of here. So your move. 3, 2, well, thank you. Very good choice. Have a nice day.
Thank
and I
you.
Think more Americans need to stand up for their rights.
I do, too. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, he made a really good point, though. Mm. Meek.
Right, right.
The definition of meek is not weak. Yeah. It means quiet, gentle, and easily imposed upon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's actually what the silent majority consists of.
I think
you're
right.
Meek people.
I think you're right on that.
And it's time for our meekness to go away for a little bit.
I do, too. I do, too. I might talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, but good old Ghislaine. Good old Ghislaine's on suicide mm-hmm. watch, by the way. There's some stuff going down.
I wish her a lot of luck. Those suicide watches don't watch too close.
I know. The cameras just stop working.
Yeah.
The guards are bought off. I mean,
ropes crawl into your cell.
Gosh. There's a struggle with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ought to be interesting to watch what happens with that. A lot of people are asking me to comment on that today. I might talk about that a little more tomorrow. I'll tell you, this is getting bad. And even when Phoenix, you were actually kind of poking fun at Phoenix too, because people were trying to represent Phoenix.
Well, there was just a post on Facebook from some nurse down in Phoenix that to listen to her story, it made you want to cry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistics don't justify anything she said. They have 13,000 hospital beds in Maricopa County and only 2,600 COVID patients.
I know.
How bad can it be?
Well, I mean, I would expect more the way they're redefining it.
Yeah.
You can have fatigue or a headache or a cough or a sore throat or malaise or hammer toe or diarrhea, or it doesn't even matter mm-hmm. anymore. Whatever two symptoms you have, it's COVID. So, of course, the numbers will go up because it's COVID. But guess what? The news keeps saying they're infected with COVID. That's not true. It's a total lie. Just because you have virus in your system, which we all do, and it can surface on a PCR test, which it can in any of us, probably a good third of our nation would test positive for having virus in our system, because it would be enough of that virus to test positive for a corona. That does not mean you're infected with something. Anyway, thanks, Uncle Milty. See you tomorrow. And thanks to all of you. Be faithful. Be fearless. Go to katedallyradio.com. Get the podcast. Share them. Let's get people educated, shall we? And, of course, see you tomorrow.